Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We got a new survey talking about, they talked to more than 3,000 football fans.
Okay.
About their drinking habits.
Okay.
And many of them might have
half
been,
of them can't remember, but many, the other half.
Many of them might have been more honest than they are in with their doctors.
Even. Oh, okay.
Fan base yeah. with the heaviest drinkers is the Arizona Cardinals.
I would never have guessed that.
19% of Cardinals fans admit to downing 5 or more drinks on game day. Depending what the drinks are, you can get pretty well sloshed on that, which is really pushing the limits of the drink responsibly thing. The fan base that binges the least on game day is the Green Bay Packers.
See, I would have thought the opposite.
The opposite.
I would have picked Green Bay as maybe number one.
You're up in that cooler environment. You should have a little more refreshment, or as we used to call it, antifreeze.
But, I think Packers fans tend to bring in their own in all those layers of clothing that they're already wearing. Maybe I think there might be some flasks.
Yeah, maybe they're just lying
just
about
come
it.
Come on in.
When they're taking a survey, maybe they're just lying about it. Only 3% of Packers fans have 5 or more drinks. And the Chiefs fans are down near the bottom of the list. They behave themselves. They don't drink too much on game day. But there you go. We have another.
Of course, 5 or more drinks. That's. Oof.
Well, it depends on if you have more 4 hours or something.
Going at it.
You know, whatever. A Saudi Arabian motorcyclist performed a nearly 1,000-foot wheelie while holding a handlebar in his mouth to break a Guinness World Record.
Oh.
Ahmed Othman clamped his jaws around the handlebar of his motorcycle to keep the vehicle steady during his wheelie in Jeddah, July 15th. He managed to ride in this position for 984 feet and 3 inches, officially breaking the Guinness World Record for the greatest distance motorcycle wheelie held by Mal.
I can't believe that. I think I've seen that in a Burt Reynolds movie.
Hmm. Oh, well, Othman held
one of those Evel Knievel movies.
Yeah. Othman held his arms out at his sides to balance himself while attempting the wheelie, which lasted for just under a minute. But there you go. There's a world record. It's a Guinness record for everything you can think of, and there you go.
Of course, you see some of those motorcyclists on Douglas trying to do that, revving up their motors.
I've never been a motorcyclist. I didn't want to be. I didn't want to get on one. I had a couple of friends who were they got into cycling, and I have one good friend who would go up to Sturgis every year for that big
where
gathering
there is,
up there.
Where there are thousands of motorcyclists.
Yeah, and. Gets a little raunchy up there.
I was right in the middle of that in Sturgis one year.
Oh, were you?
Yeah. We were on a family vacation. We went up to Mount Rushmore.
Right.
We were right in the middle of all the Sturgis fun.
Bet you saw some interesting people there. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's see here. What are we going to talk? Kansas State Fair is going on. As we mentioned a while ago, that goes on through Sunday.
We're now into the second half of the fair starting today.
I checked it out and I found out that Halloween's on a Friday this year, so the trick-or-treaters can stay out later, I guess. Or if you're going to party, I'm thinking if somebody's going to have an adult party, at least they don't have to get up and go to work the next day. Halloween.
Look at you. You're planning ahead.
I'm planning way ahead. There's no doubt about it. We got a birthday today. I'm sorry. It slipped my mind until just now that the president and CEO of Exploration Place, Adam Smith, having a birthday today. And Adam is going to be in our building here in just a little while. Because we're going to record an issue show with him about Exploration Place, which I've done.
Oh, I can't imagine what you have to talk about.
Oh, there's
my gosh,
ton going on. In fact, it's over the years.
All that construction.
Yeah, I was looking at the webpage the other day, and there's a lot going over.
Mm-hmm.
And we had some friends in town a couple of weeks ago, maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, and we were just going around town, different places, because they were from here, but they hadn't been here in like 40 years. And they wanted to go see Keeper of the Plains.
Mm-hmm.
So we go down there, and I find out the parking lot is full because they're showing a movie over there at Exploration Place. And families were there. It was a beautiful night. Just, I don't know, several hundred people gathered on the riverbank to watch the movies.
Great location.
Yeah. So anyway, we'll talk with Adam, and happy birthday to him. He's from the UK, you know. He's English. All right, Bill O'Reilly's having a birthday as well. He's 76 years old today. American conservative commentator, journalist, author, and television host.
The no-spin zone.
The no-spin zone. You got any birthdays to talk about today?
Just in sports.
Did you have one in sports? Okay.
We'll have one coming up in sports. 8 o'clock hour.
What's exciting in the world of TED right now?
I don't know. Oh, I've got my 40th high school reunion is coming up. Well, that's probably going to be the highlight of my month.
That's pretty big deal. Is it going to be in September or
October? Yes, last end of September. I've got the class of 85 from Cape and Mount Carmel.
Okay. Think it'd be a big gathering, you think? Or do you plan any of that or you just show up?
I don't plan. No, I don't plan.
But you got some planners.
I don't know. I mean, it seems like all I see are people saying I can't come. I think Facebook has just destroyed high school reunions.
Do you really? Okay.
There's no doubt. Used to. You didn't have Facebook. You didn't know what people were doing, and they all showed up once every 10 years to see how you're doing.
Yeah, catch up.
But now with Facebook, everybody knows how everybody's doing.
Mm, that's a good point.
And a lot of these out-of-towners just don't show up.
Well, I get it. Of course, my class is strange because we are really into it every 5 years. I probably overdo it, but my children, they don't. That's no big deal to them to go to a reunion. So
I think Facebook has just completely obliterated the high school reunion.
Okay. 8:12 now, 12 minutes past 8 o'clock with Steve and Ted on this Wednesday morning. And we've got some results out on the testing for U.S. High school students. And it's not good news. Let's put it that way. Fox News Radio's Jeff Benasso with us this morning. Jeff, we losing some ground there?
Well, high school reading and math scores for American 12th graders, Steve, has hit a 20-year low. This from a new report known as the Nation's Report Card by the National Center for Education Statistics and the Department of Ed, the nation's first such report cards released since COVID. You know, they talk about the lost generation due to those school lockdowns. This report shows that almost half of high school seniors are now testing below basic levels in math and reading. About 35% are at or above proficient reading levels, while about 32% of them had a below basic reading proficiency. By comparison, 37% of high school seniors were reading at or above proficiency in 2019, the last report card, and about 40% were at or above reading proficiency in 1992. In math, the report card shows about 22% of 12th graders performing at or above proficient standards. And the report card also looked at 8th graders and their science ability and found that about 31% of them were performing at or above proficient standards. The number of absent students in schools also rising among all age groups since the pandemic.
Well, I was looking at these. I heard about this yesterday, a little bit about it. I think, what's behind this? What's going on here? Kids are being not well educated, but Jeff, it sounds like a lot of it has to do with the dadgum pandemic that we had.
Yeah, it's a pandemic. It's, you know, perhaps parents aren't as involved as they should be. You know, educators, the Department of Ed says, you know, parents stay engaged and regularly check in with students and their teachers about missing any assignments as well as absences. Mm-hmm. Look, there's probably a lot of blame to go around. That's not my job. You know, a lot of people will be talking about whether it's parents or teachers, but the education secretary is really, she's blasting this report card. She calls it a devastating trend, saying that Americans, Linda McMahon, the education secretary, saying that American students are testing at historic lows across all of K-12.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
despite spending billions of dollars annually, or about $18,000 per student. She says that success isn't about how much money we spend, but who controls the money and where the money's going. She calls the system broken. Many developing nations spend far less than we do on students, yet they're blowing us out of the water on math, science, and reading scores. I can tell you here in Chicago, with over a $10 billion annual school budget, the latest schools report shows that in many schools here in Chicago, there are zero students who are proficient in either reading or math.
That's pretty disturbing right there. Wow. So it's not about spending the money. Something else is wrong. All right. Jeff, thanks for being with us this morning. As always, Fox News Radio's Jeff Benosso.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.